And listen in. And I'm joined in studio by the gorgeous community manager at Lula, Megan Hector. Megan, good. Thank you so much for joining us. Good morning.
That is so kind. Thank you so much for having us.
What are your thoughts on Black Friday versus minimalism?
Oh my goodness. I think, you know, I'm on the fence because I do like nice things. So okay. I do love like, oh, there's this perception of like cost savings and yay, I get to buy that thing that I've been wanting for so long at a discounted rate.
If it is a real discount.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot
true.
Of the time,
that's
I don't true. Believe it's a real discount.
I hear you.
So I think you need to do your homework.
No, absolutely.
Because not you. People need to do their homework. I'm not telling you what to do.
I remember last year there were instances of certain brands hiking up prices ahead of Black Friday and then on Black Friday slashing exactly. it. So to create this perception of this really big discount. Yeah. But that actually wasn't the case. I think where I'm at right now is definitely on the minimalism spectrum.
Love it.
Yeah, this really is more. I just want to be lighter, let go of things
and
from
it's liberating.
This year.
It really Absolutely. Is. Okay, Megan, but we're not really here to talk about Black Friday this morning. Tell us, first of all, what is Lula?
Lula. So Lula is a growth stage startup that focuses on connecting companies and their people to private shuttles for sustainable rides to work and beyond, freeing up time, saving money and the planet. So if you were to head to your app store right now and you typed in L-U-L-A, you could download our mobile app. Mm-hmm. You could also book a charter, so a ride to and from wherever it is that you need to be. And we are on a mission to normalize shared rides.
Very cool. So kind of like an Uber, but not?
Definitely not. Okay. So what sets us apart is that we partner with companies, and we ensure that their staff get to and from work safely. So it's what you call a door-to-desk solution.
Okay.
So it takes away, that risk of, you know, if someone gets dropped off at a central pickup point and they need to walk to their homes, particularly in the context of South Africa, and gender-based violence and people are quite vulnerable, and we reduce that risk through our door-to-desk solution.
Okay, amazing. If you have got a question for Megan and you'd like to send it in to us now, you can do so on 072-567-1567 or 021-446-0567. She's not only gorgeous to look at, but she's got a stunning voice. You should be in radio, Megan. Okay, what we wanted to talk to you about today was trying to overcome this 40 by 40 by 40 legacy that we're left with in South Africa. For people that don't know what that is, can you elaborate?
So in a sentence, it's people who live in a 40 square meter home. Mm-hmm. They most likely live 40 kilometers away from work, and they spend about 40% of their disposable income sure. on transport, if not more.
Sure. And that is a very real struggle for many South Africans. It's a legacy of apartheid, but it is a current daily struggle for many South Africans.
So unfortunately, we are still navigating spatial apartheid. The way in which our city was designed, it does exclude certain people from certain opportunities. And one of our core values at Lula is without access to transport, one can't access economic opportunity. So our mission around making mobility easy, our name Lula means easy. Mm-hmm. It's all about ensuring that all South Africans have access to transport and in turn upward mobility.
Now, if people are living in a 40 meter squared house, let's just work on this basis. If people are living in a 40 meters squared house, 40 kilometers from their job with transport consuming up to 40% of their income, oftentimes they're spending more money on transport to work than they are on their housing.
So I had a conversation with one of our customers, and with one of our customers, they make use of our service as part of their employee wellness benefit.
Oh, wow.
So they offer staff transport so that you can get to and from work safely and reliably and conveniently. And they have an array of staff, so from entry level all the way up to exec. Their executives mainly make use of our luxury vehicles for okay. their executive travel. But what she explained is that with her entry level staff, before making use of the Lula service, when it got to the last week of the month, people didn't have enough money to get to work. And so it's these trade-offs of do I eat or do I go to work? You know, like Black Friday isn't even an option if you are in that income bracket.
Yeah.
And again, that just perpetuates the exclusion.
How good are we as South Africans at at this concept of ride sharing and moving forwards in terms of transport that is makes sense economically and in terms of sustainability? How good are we? Where do we sort of stand on the global scale, do you think?
So I think it's still new to us. I think that particularly in South Africa, something that we are working on as a nation is trust. You know, I want to trust that I will be safe. I want to get into a vehicle with people that I know. And so how Lula solves for that is that you're going to get into a vehicle with people that you work with. So okay. Amy and Megan will be in a shared ride. We'll be on a certain schedule because we need to be at work at a particular time. And yeah, I think that we're also living in a city where you have a corporate that only has 2,000 parking bays, but they have 4,000 staff.
Yeah.
So who gets to park and who doesn't? Yeah. And now I park and I need to walk to work. And again, I'm vulnerable. So we solve for that parking issue as well.
I do know, though, that I've done a little bit of work with Groote Schuur Hospital. Let's use that as an example, just because it's a massive employer in Cape Town. They've got 4,500 employees. I know that a lot of the nurses live in Kraaifontein, Kells River, Bellville. How would Lula, for instance, operate in that instance? Do you cover all outlying areas or only certain areas?
So we partner with tour operators and drivers in all areas.
Okay.
And what we do is we ring fence a driver to your organization or business.
Okay.
So you know driver Megan, who's been vetted, gone through the Lula vetting process, has been assigned to your company and will be doing trips, depending on how many trips the driver wants to do. And I think nurses are an excellent use case because they work night shift.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that about that next, the crazy hours.
So I think that's also, I mean, the transport problem is a huge one.
Yeah.
And we do solve for those nuanced needs where it's night shift, there aren't alternatives at that time. How do we get home safely and reliably?
Mm.
Again, that trust factor is quite a big one. And all the organization has to do is connect with us.
Okay.
And if you imagine a spreadsheet of, say, 4,000 locations, you upload that spreadsheet to our technology, it automatically clusters people who live in certain areas, whether it's Kraaifontein, whether it's Langa, whether it's Athlone,
okay.
And it will optimize the routes because we offer CO2 offset reporting. So so we know that, okay, cool, instead of using 10 cars, we now used one shared ride, and we can therefore go to, I don't know, Green Pop and say, cool, we are going to plant this number of trees to offset this amount of CO2. So it's a win-win from a sustainability perspective.
Brilliant. You should be having a conversation with those ladies that were here in the last segment at Old Mutual about their sustainability initiatives. It sounds like you guys are all playing at the same tune, which is really, really wonderful to hear. What are some of the reasons you find, because you work in this space on the ground, what are some of the reasons that people don't want to ride share?
I think it's unfamiliar. I think we still live in a world where people aren't necessarily tech savvy. So if you think of online shopping in South Africa versus other places of the world, still, do I really want to put my car details there or not? I also just think it's about awareness where Lula is quite new to the market. And so insofar as businesses become comfortable with this idea of making use of mobility as a service, it just really slots into whether it's their sustainability, helping them meet their sustainability goals, whether it's helping them meet their employee wellness goals. There really is a lot of touch points for that synchronicity in order to get people moving easily and safely.
Got you. If you've just tuned in, I'm in conversation with Megan Hector, Community Manager of Lula. If you'd like to comment on this conversation, please do so now, or if you've got a question about Lula and their operations, you can send it to us now, 021-446-0567 or 072-567-1567. There is a question here on the WhatsApp line for you, Megan. It says, is there an ad hoc option to Lula, as in a backup to public transport delays like we had this week?
So I don't want it to be binary, where it's either Lula or public transport.
Yeah.
I really think it's an and conversation where, again, the transport need is quite big.
Okay.
And the answer to that would be yes. Depending on what your needs are, you could book a shared ride in what we call a charter, or if you do need the service more regularly, daily, or with hybrid working, some people are working like Mondays, Wednesdays,
yeah,
Fridays.
Yeah.
We can accommodate any schedule because it's all automated.
Okay. So you don't have to commit to every day for a month, for instance. You can book a once off ride with Lula.
You can.
Okay. Brilliant. Now you mentioned that, your executives like to make use of coming into work in a fancy car. Do executives not just prefer driving themselves in their Range Rovers, or do you have buy-in from sort of high-powered people?
So it depends on the values. So from a minimalist perspective, where some people are doing away with assets, some of those assets include their vehicles. Why do I need to own a car and pay for insurance and pay for maintenance and where there is an option to make use of mobility as a service.
Okay.
And so with our executive offering, it's mainly used for when they're going on, call it their strategy sessions or airports, if they're needing to get to that board meeting in the UK with your global organizations. I know some execs need to do international travel once per quarter. So we absolutely solve for that for them. And then we just set it up for them and they get to and from wherever they need to be.
It sounds like a win-win. It sounds like an app that we should all be walking around with on our phones at the moment. Here's a message for you that'll make you smile, Megan. This listener says, gosh, Megan has such a lovely voice. I couldn't agree more. I think we should have her in studio more often. She belongs on the radio.
That's very kind. Thank you, Megan.
Megan, let's touch on that point that everybody's probably wondering. And what is the cost of this service?
Oh, it depends. So we do have our flat rates per kilometer. I would hand you over to an account executive at this point in time.
Okay.
But it depends on your vehicle type. It depends on the distance. It depends on how many people are in the vehicle. So we do, while our high-capacity vehicles are our core offering as part of our mission to normalize shared rides, you can book a sedan. You can book whatever it is that you need for whatever use case, particularly weddings, end-of-year functions. If you're going somewhere special for, say, New Year's Eve or K-Day, and you're wanting to get into a vehicle with a bunch of your friends, we can absolutely arrange that for you within your price range.
It's so cool to know that this is an option, you know, because particularly this past week with the taxi strike, I think a lot of people kind of feel like it's a taxi or it's a bus or it's I can't go to work. But with Lula, with this ride share being offered as an option, I think it opens up a whole new world to people.
So it was about, I think, 2 months ago. It was the Smarter Mobility Africa Summit that happened in Pretoria. And they spoke just about a multimodal city where bicycles, if you imagine Europe, bicycles, trains, vehicles, just in order to promote social inclusion. Because it really is all about overcoming that legacy of spatial apartheid. And so I do believe that going forward, most people are going to open up to these options. It won't be as foreign in the South African market, especially as you build trust with trusted brands, and really looking forward to the growth. Our platform is growing quite rapidly at the moment, and we are on a mission to onboard some new driver partners. So if you head to driver.lulaloop.co.za, you can sign up or head to our website, which is www.lulaloop.co.za. You can sign up as either an organization or just an individual or as a driver partner and get the relevant information for your transport needs.
Stunning, stunning, stunning. I love it. Thank you so much for joining us in studio this morning. Megan, before we let you go, is there anything else you'd like listeners to know about Lula?
That you can trust the brand. And I think for me, it's just around our co-founders, where we really are led by people who want to serve people and solve problems. And so it's about this mission to make mobility easy for everyone.
I thought we were going to let you go, but we're not, because now the questions are coming in from the listeners.
Okay. And I hope I can answer them. Shucks.
Megan, someone wants to know, do you have women drivers? Because my sister prefers to drive with women drivers only.
Yes, we do. We absolutely do.
So do you have a mix of men and women, or do you have only women drivers there?
Oh, mix. Okay, it's an absolute mix. Yes.
Okay, cool.
So for us, we don't discriminate, and it's more just around, does your vehicle and your, call it, driver paperwork meet our vetting requirements?
Okay. Perfect. And we've got another question for you, but that's via voice note, Joe, correct?
Hi, I work in security, and all of our people are on different sites throughout one of the major suburbs in here in Cape Town. Would it be an option to use Lula to do the changes that are needed in our company to get people to work on time? Like I say, they are based on various sites throughout Durbanville, and it'll be a case of dropping off one person, traveling to the next site, dropping off another. If there's changes that they need to make, would that be a possibility? Would Lula be something that could possibly be used?
Megan?
So if I'm hearing the question correctly, does the person need to be dropped off at a particular point and they might change the time at which they'll be dropped off?
I think that's what they were saying, as well as different locations, because it's a move. It's kind of moving parts involved.
Absolutely. So what we do is you sign up as an organization. We understand what your locations are, or your pickup and drop-off points.
Okay.
And we create different schedules. And so what we could do is create alternative ones. So if this person needs to be at work at this time versus that time, or if they need to cancel and book on a different schedule, we can absolutely facilitate that, because it is a tech platform in the transport space.
So all those bookings and changes can be made on the app.
Yes.
Brilliant. And Megan, another person wants to know whether all your vehicles have operating permits as required by the city. I would imagine so.
Yes. So we are very big on compliance.
Okay.
Because it really is just about building that reliability. And so we do have our operations team. They've got really great relationships with our driver partners, and they just ensure that things are updated, that our cleanliness requirements are met, and that sort of the premium standard is maintained.
Wonderful. I'm going to go home and download the app right away after this show.
Yay.
Before you leave, Megan, remind our listeners where they can find out more information about Lula.
So you can head to our website. It's lulaloop.co.za. Alternatively, head to either one of the app stores and you can just search for L-U-L-A Lula. Look for the red branding, and that's the app that you can download, or pop us an email, info@lulaloop.co.za.
Such a lovely conversation with such a lovely young lady. Thank you, Megan Hector, Community Manager at Lula. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Cape Talk. Cape Talk. WhatsApp Clarence.
072-567-1567.